Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Everett Jets FC podcast. I'm your host, Brandon Enyart, as always. And this time, I have Kareem Piatton on the show. He scored a goal in the last game. How's it going, Kareem?
Doing well. Thanks so much for having me, Brandon.
Well, I got to ask you, before we get into the game, tell us a little bit about yourself. What got you into soccer, and how's your time with Everett so far? How's it been?
Yeah, man. I've been playing soccer since I could walk. I mean, just like most of us. I kind of been in and about, East Coast, West Coast, played a little bit everywhere, but I actually got put on to the Jets with one of my old goalkeepers, Cole Weaver, who's actually playing in net. I was playing last weekend. He let me know of kind of what was going on, this great new team, and thought I'd just, take a shot in the dark, and here I am.
Now, you mentioned East Coast, and that's kind of interesting because we get to see on a weekly basis, at least throughout most of the year, the difference between, MLS fans on the West Coast and on the East Coast. But some of these smaller clubs, we don't see what it's like all over the country. What has it been like, whether you were doing it for school or whatever? What was it like, the difference between fans and just soccer culture from the West Coast to the East Coast?
Yeah, it's not as passionate, I'd say. It's just like, for me, it was a little bit more technical. It's just kind of straightforward rather than here. I mean, yeah, you hear the Sounders, you hear the Seahawks, the Kraken over on the West Coast. I mean, there's just so much passion. So I did a brief stint over there. I was over at Manhattan College. So I was over there for a couple of years. But, it's just a really different atmosphere versus here. I mean, we're an EPL WA team, and I feel like I'm at a USL or an MLS game.
It's so true, because I was at the first friendly game, and it was crazy. Like, I mean, I remember covering a few other games for EPLY in the past before Everett was in the league, and I've covered a few indoor games, and it's always it never fails to surprise me, I should say, that I get to a game and I'm like expecting, a nice turnout, and then the people are crazy. The fans are insane here.
Yeah, I mean, going into it, I was kind of expecting, couple parents, some grandparents hanging out, and I get to the field and we have drums and loudspeakers and coordinated chants and stuff. It was super exciting, and it really helps out.
And those drums, you can hear them too. I know there's a live stream that goes up for I think almost all the games so far, and you can hear them loudly over the live stream. And yeah. So it's such a great atmosphere.
Yeah.
Now, what would you say when you were growing up, who would you say was your biggest inspiration watching soccer? Who was your biggest inspiration?
It's got to be Ronaldinho, without a doubt. I had a little documentary on him growing up, just on kind of his life on the field, off the pitch. I mean, everything from how he was playing growing up to his philanthropy and how he was helping people over back in Brazil. So definitely just a huge influence on even my play style, how I, how I prepare for games. I try and listen to the same music as him. So he's amazing.
I feel like he was, when I was a kid, he was like the face of literally soccer everywhere. Like that was, you just saw him everywhere. So I totally get
yeah.
that.
Yeah. No, I mean, now as I've gotten a little older, Cristiano Ronaldo, he's an absolute baller. But Ronaldinho will always have that special place in my heart.
No, that's a great answer. Now let's get to the game. And it was a friendly, once again, like we've had, that we're still in the preseason here, against Sporting International. And you scored very quickly off the bat. So tell us, look, I saw it, and it looked like, too, it wasn't from the easiest of angles. Tell us a little bit about the goal and what led up to it.
Yeah, I mean, I think it all started in our warm-up. We had kind of a slower game last weekend that I think it really took a little bit of a toll on us. So getting into that warm-up, everyone was super locked in. We were dialed in, trying to make the most of it. And when it got to the goal, I guess I just took a little bit of a chance. I was playing left back and thought I'd get myself in the mix a little bit early. Was able to kind of read that second ball down to their outside mid, kind of just pick his pocket, and once I got on the left foot, I think that's kind of where it's all over.
Anyway, yeah, it was a first minute goal, by the way, for anybody who didn't get a chance to see. And also on the board for the Jets in this game was Glenn Payton, who scored a brace, I believe, in the first game. and Lamine Demba as well. But so what did you get from now and you've played all the games so far, correct? And what have you seen so far? You played Cultures United as well. That was the first game. And what have you seen with all these different teams? They're all from different leagues as well around here, at least from what I can tell. What have you seen again from the opposition?
Yeah, for me, I guess it's just Sporting has definitely been the toughest competition right. we've played. From a lot of these teams, from what I'm seeing is there's a lot of individual talent, and it's just kind of having those teams put it all together. Likewise with us, we have so much individual talent. We have so many great players from the goalie all the way up to our forwards that we do a great job of it. Obviously, we've scored, 10 goals in the past three games. Once we put it all together, it's just, I don't think anyone can stop us.
Well, offensively, you guys have looked great. And in this past game, you were 3-0, I believe, at the half, and ended up being a 3-3 game. Totally understandable, given the fact that it is a friendly and everybody's trying to figure everything out. Now, when you are out there with these guys, now that you've had 3 weeks, I know, you know, I was talking to Glenn, and Glenn was like, hey, he was actually on the show last time. He was like, oh, you know, it was actually crazy off the bat, offensively, you know, how everybody was kind of on the same page and everybody linked up. And sometimes that can just be, you know, serendipity, you know, for a game. But how have you felt now 3 games in? What is the feeling now with the rest of the team? Are you guys starting to really figure out each other? There's some chemistry there?
I definitely think we're getting there. And like you said, it's only been 3 weeks.
Yeah.
We've had training for about just over a month now. And I mean, we have players coming in. We have some players that are 17 years old. We have some that are 30, 35, 36, playing and from anywhere from high school to college. Well, they've played ex-pros. So there's such the culture is insane. There's so many different types of players. So it's only a matter of time until we lock it in. I think we've done a great job of doing that so far.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And there's actually a big save, by the way, too, in the first half on the side with Everett. And what did you, when you're watching Sporting and on their attack, as you're playing left back, as a defense, what did you start to feel like for that back line?
I got to go out and say I'm so proud of us. I know we let a couple tough goals in, one of which off a deflection, another one off of a pretty long chip. So some things that we couldn't really avoid, but overall it was just a lot of balls over the top. It was a lot of us running, just staying with our man and running through that, not losing our marks, because it was easy-ish to defend. I don't want to say easy out of respect for the other team, but if we had just lost our marks and gotten lazy or just hadn't tracked back, it would have been a completely different scoreline. So I'm just proud of us for our fitness and for our effort, just getting back there and helping out our goalies.
No, absolutely. It's been fun to watch so far. And like you said, you know, this team going through it, we mentioned a few times on the show, I don't want to be a broken record here, but, you know, it was totally unheard of what happened last year, obviously. Now this year, you guys are kind of, you know, just, you know, going at it full speed right off the bat. And congratulations on what you've been able to accomplish so far. Now, when you look forward to the regular season, lots of teams who are just raring to go, lots of cities here in Western Washington and Eastern Washington, for that matter. What are you looking forward, though? Where are you looking forward to visiting on the road?
I'm looking forward to Washington's premiere. Oh, my goodness. I am so excited for that game. A lot of you don't know, but I played Seattle Stars in OSA a couple years before this. This is my first year back from an ACL injury, so got the surgery done, orthoscopic, all that, and Washington Premier was actually the game that I hurt myself last time. Ended up taking a pretty bad beating, so really excited to get out there for a little bit of redemption.
Oh, man, yeah, totally. Well, I'm glad you're healed up as well from the ACL. That's never a fun injury to have. So glad that you're healed up and you're scoring goals. That was a beauty, once again, to open up. 1 minute. Is that the fastest goal in Everett Jets history so far?
I'd like to hope so.
I think it's got to be.
My history, I'd say.
That's great. That's great. Well, so far, the record holder for fastest goal in Everett Jets FC history. Thank you so much for being on the show this week. And anything else you want to tell the fans? Obviously, you've been great so far before we sign off here.
Nah, thank you so much, you guys. I mean, keep it loud, keep it PC, but you guys have been awesome, really helping us push forward in these games. So thank you so much for tuning in, and thank you so much for coming out.
You heard the man, everybody. All right, thank you so much, Kareem. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, I'll see you later, man.
Later.